Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Locker Room Show brought to you by Flight by Yuengling. In action going to Buffalo, where the Saints fall 31-19 to the Bills. Now 4-0 on the season for Buffalo. Saints now 0-4. Going to check back in with color analyst Deuce McAllister, who has the latest on the injury front.
Yeah, a couple guys, one particular that left the game and did not return with the ankle injury was Cesar Ruiz. We knew that Trevor Penning came back today, and he, I don't know if it was taped too tight or something, he was being bothered, went into the 10 a couple times, or at least, you know, once or twice, but he ended up playing a complete game. And another guy that, I don't know, injury-wise or something, but Justin Reed ended up leaving the game, but he did come back and he finished the game, played pretty much the rest of the game. And, you know, there's a couple of players that kind of got banged up for the Saints, and from the injury standpoint, we'll have to kind of see how well they are going forward for next week's game against the Giants.
Looking at the Saints, Deuce, there was, you know, still some good in the game where you had some of the same issues pop up for you, but with the field goal game, you made your kicks today and penalty numbers were down.
Yeah, you only had four penalties, and so, you know, I think that you were pleased with those four penalties, but you don't like the one where it's roughing a kicker. You hit the plant leg as far as the punter is concerned, but they're definitely down, and so you were able to clean up a lot of that. A couple things that you have to be able to figure out and how you fix some of the things that are hurting you going forward. The Saints offense, and a couple of times in that second, I think it was second quarter as well as second half, you know, you get in the red zone and you kind of go a little bit too quick on a two-point play. That's QB power. He's just got to let that develop just a hair longer. And the other one was a Philly special where it's a throwback, Chris Olave. Can't leave that ball short. If anything, I've got to make my quarterback kind of stretch out and go get that ball. I mean, because that's 3 points where if you come away with that, then I'm not chasing points the rest of the game, and it may change a little bit how that game unfolds.
Tough outing ending, I should say, for Spencer Rattler. Put up some good numbers, looked pretty good out there. For the most part, but for the 25-year-old on his birthday, goes to 0-10 on the season. Just is that linger, whatever he does on the field, Deuce, that record just seems to linger over him.
Yeah, not just this season. I think, you know, it's 0-10 in his career. He's just looking for a start. And I think, you know, you saw some good throws, you saw some good decisions by him, but, you know, we've as a team, they've got to figure 110 yards in the NFL is not enough. You cannot, that has to be a quarter. Maybe a half at worst. That cannot be a complete game. And so a couple times if the immediate throw down the field isn't there, we kind of pull it away, or we get away from that play. We've got to hit some explosive plays. I mean, that's where this team is kind of lacking, because you're asking them to drive the field, the length of the field, and not make a mistake and have to try to be perfect. And they're just not able to do so at that level.
You look at this squad now coming back home 0-4. Have a matchup against a Giants squad today. They get a win in the first start for Jackson Dart at quarterback. So they are, you know, riding a little bit of a high coming to New Orleans now. What do you see as what these players have to do to get out there next week and give themselves the best opportunity to put together a game that they can walk away with a win for?
come out and play like you did today. I think if you play the Giants like you did today, you would be victorious. If you play like you did today in any of the other opponents outside of the Bills, you may be 3-1. I mean, and so give me this effort, give me this level of execution, and you're going to be fine. I mean, but it's got to be, how can I get a little bit better with building off of what you have today? You had two backs that go over, you know, 65 yards. And so if you can do that consistently, there was times where you're just grinding out. You're grinding out against this team, and so we'll see what happens with Neighbors, and, you know, if he's available. Not having him makes it a little bit harder for, you know, Jackson Dart being a young quarterback, but you better get ready for read option. They're going to do a lot of that. They're going to, you know, maybe throw some throws. It's going to be, hey, high-lowing a guy from some of the concepts that he really likes from his Ole Miss days, and he's a tough guy. He is a tough guy, and it's going to be a challenge. But, I mean, do what you did today, you should be fine going forward from an effort standpoint. I just need just a little bit better execution.
Thanks for joining us, Deuce. You and the guys, the rest of the broadcast team, have a safe and secure trip back home, and you'll be back anytime pretty soon at least. The trip to Buffalo isn't that difficult.
Still 2.5 hours.
That's not terrible.
No, it's a lot better than 5 or 4.5 coming from Seattle. You're exactly right.
Talk to you next Sunday, dudes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.